Good day to you, and welcome to Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show with yours truly, Landlord and Mike D. It's the great current gospel hits from the Bahamas, the Caribbean, and from all across America.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been a long time waiting, you know? Woke up and realized the truth. Saw the truth that was in me. It is what it is. Spawn to be a king. Or just to nobody else, but reality is what it is. Figure it out for yourself.
I ain't blind no more. I was born to be a king. Live life so others can see the light that shine within them. I ain't blind no more. I was born to be a king. Live life so others can see the light that shine within them. Mommy, forgive me for the many days I broke your heart. A little boy with no understanding why daddy left us all alone. No protection, no priest to guide you home. A little boy lost without a father. You did what you can, but you couldn't show me how to be a man. I remember your words of wisdom. Show me your friends and I will tell you who you are. Now I have two daughters on my own, encouraging me to be the best man that I can. No time to run the streets at night, take a pay cut so I can get it right. Now my sleep is so sweet at night, to rise earlier than the daylight. I want to hear them three birds sing, that melody pure and true, there's a life within you. I can die no more. I was born to be a king. Live life so others can see the light that shines within. I ain't blind no more. I was born to be a king. Live life so others can see the light that shines within them. My heart get hit with many darts, encouraging me to go cold. But my soul is worth more than this world can ever give me. I don't judge no man, the truth hurt but it heals. Yes, so many nations will die. Open up your eyes and realize, every time you take a brother life, that's a nation genocide. Do it to yourself for vanity and foolish pride. So I speak words to give sight to the blind. Close your eyes now, open up your mind. There's a light within you, let it shine within you. I ain't blind no more. I was born to be a king. Live life so others can see the light is shining in them. I ain't blind no more. I was born to be a king. Live life so others can see the light is shining in them. I ain't blind no more. I was born to be a king. Live life so others can see the light is shining in them. Unity was the power taken away. Give me your hate and religion faith. Wonder why I was so lost. I shipped out a rudder, heading off course. Then I met truth, knowledge, and understanding. Wisdom became my fam. Stay away from ignorance that rats are doing harm. Royalty is who I am. I ain't blind no more. I was born to be a king. Live life so others can see the light is shining in them. I ain't blind no more. I was born to be a king. Live life so others can see the light is shining in them. I ain't blind no more. I was born to be a king. Live life so others can see the light is shining in them.
That was our first song for the week coming from my brethren, Mr. Big Bruh, entitled I Ain't Blind No More. And you know, Big Bruh, he is from the Bahamas, and you know, he's been doing big things for a long time. He is a seasoned artist, and this particular song he's very passionate about, and he wants this song to go into the highways and the byways to reach the young men and to really touch the hearts of people. You know, this is really personal to him, man. He always saying that, you know, he's been working on some great things. He got a lot of stuff in the pipeline. I want you guys to just check him out on social media. Hit him up, Big Bruh, I Ain't Blind No More. Okay? And now, to my brother, from another mother, can you please introduce our guests all the way from the U.S.?
We want to welcome a gifted, dedicated songstress who has been blessing people in the neighborhood and all around the world for quite some time now. A talented sister, the eldest sister of the world-renowned Clark sisters, Jackie Clark Chisholm. Jackie, welcome, dear. How are you?
Oh, thank you so much, Mac D, for having me on. I appreciate you so much.
Oh, it's an honor, Jackie. It's an honor. The family doing okay? Twinkie, Dorinda, Karen, and everyone?
Everybody is great. The Lord is good.
Hallelujah.
Hi, Jackie, and welcome to the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel It Show.
Yeah, how you doing, landlord?
I'm good, Jackie. And it is so great to have you here with us today. You know, Jackie, a lot of people admire you and your family, and some may even think that things was always great with you guys, you know, when you guys was growing up. But tell me something. What can you say to someone out there about your life that may inspire them today?
I think the most important thing that I would say is to make sure that you have God in your life, mm-hmm. and that you have a leader or a shepherd who is leading you so that you don't go astray. Somebody that you can answer to, so when you're doing something that is not pleasing and not God's eyesight, your shepherd will be able to see that and you respect him enough to come to you and let you know that you may be doing something that is not good. And I think that's the most important thing, is just making sure that you know God for yourself. Mm-hmm. And then whatever your dreams and aspirations are, especially things that are pertaining to the church, seek God for everything, not some things, but everything. But if you have a gift or a talent, mm-hmm. don't be ashamed to use your gift and talent in the church. Don't be ashamed to bring your gifts and your talents and share with others, because you don't know who you may be helping. So you don't know who you may be inspiring or who you may be speaking life into, what they are going through. Mm-hmm. Because we have such mental illness in our world today. We need to really make sure that we are focused on what God wants in our lives. And that would be my encouraging words to them today.
Wow. You know, that is so powerful, and I'm really, really loving that, you know, because we all need to be accountable to someone, you know. Real great advice today, man. Thank you so much. Love it.
Jackie, it's like one of those special times to get at it like never before and make it happen. Your song, My New Season, is saying something. Tell us about your new solo music, My New Season, dear.
Well, I think My New Season is really just speaking to not just to me, but to everybody who this year, 2023, we have walked out of 2 years of living in a pandemic and walking into a new year. We all have to have a mindset. We have to do a reset of our minds, our thoughts, and how God is really giving us another opportunity so we can make it right. So the things that we didn't make right before in those past 2 years of pandemic living, now we have an opportunity to make things better for ourselves. Amen. God said he knows the plan that he has for us. Mm-hmm. So we got to be positive thinking. We got to thank God for his grace and his mercy. And we should be doing whatever it is that God has imparted in us to be blessed people of God.
Hallelujah. And every day is a great day, but then there are times when God has you go through a season, and so much can happen in a season.
You're right. It's a new season.
Wow. What about an album or EP album coming up?
I do have an EP album coming up that I think is going to make everybody proud. And we're just waiting to see when it's going to be released. It'll be released sometime this year, though. It will be released this year.
Oh, hallelujah.
Probably in the third quarter.
Hallelujah. Well, we're going to enjoy My New Season all the way up into that new project, Jackie. New season.
Most definitely. Jackie, a fan of yours from out of Nigeria, but she now lives in South Africa. Her name is Rehoboth Caleb, and she is a pastor kid and also a gospel artist, and she has a question for you.
Hi, I'm Jackie. I trust your day is going great. My name is Rehoboth Caleb, all the way from South Africa. I trust you're doing great, and I celebrate God for you, celebrate God for your, the life of your sisters. I just wanted to find out, what advice can you give to the young and upcoming gospel artists? What are the do's and don'ts? and what should we watch out for in this industry. I love to hear from you. I love you. Mwah.
So I think what the most important thing is for young people now is to make sure that you have a shepherd. You got to have a pastor. You got to have a pastor, because at the same time that you're performing for God, you have to have somebody that you answer to. It's the same thing I just said. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's real important that you are under the leadership of somebody that you respect, that's teaching you biblical sound doctrine, sound words of God, and that is living. And see, this is the thing with most young people. They want to get on the stage and perform, but they don't want to live the life for Christ.
So
and so to me, it would be more advantageous to you to make sure that you have a leader, make sure you're involved in your church organization, that you are a part of something. Because see, when we get on the stage and we're singing, we're leading people. Whether we want to admit that or not, we're still leading people. We're still doing everything that we can to inspire people. So if we're leading people, we have to make sure that what we're saying and what we're doing when we're on the stage, that we're living that same thing off the stage. And the only way you can be held accountable to that is if you got a pastor that'll tell you when you're wrong. And I think the do's and don'ts, I think, you know, we don't get involved with outside activities other than things that are spiritual. So I think the most important thing that I would say to young people today is, you know, making sure that you are being a leader that people can be proud of. And it's not just about performing. It's about being in a ministry position and being a minister for God's people and living the life that we say we are ministering about. Rehoboth, thank you so much for the question. You can DM me if you like. My Instagram is Jackie, J-A-C-K-Y, with a Y, Clark and Chisholm. You can DM me. I would love to hear from you. You can go to my Facebook. It's the same thing, Jackie Clark Chisholm. And it's still, again, make sure you put a Y. It's not I-E, it's Y. Please DM me. Let me know you got my message. I would love to come to South Africa and see you guys again. We were in South Africa years ago, but I would love. I love so much music from South Africa on my Instagram that I listen to. So pray for us, and I'm praying for you as well.
Most definitely, Jackie. You know, that was some very powerful advice you gave. And, you know, I'm sure that Rehoboth, Caleb, you know, she would gravitate to that and really use it and apply it to her life. And, you know, it was really, really great, you know, just having you here with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we just wish you all the best. God bless.
It was great being with you, my dear landlord. Love you guys. Every island that has been attached to this ministry, Africa, thank you so much for supporting the Cross Sisters. Please don't forget about us. Our music is for everybody. We're lifting up the voice of Jesus. Pray for us as we pray for you.
So many times.
just as strong as me.
Jackie Clark Chisholm of the Clark Sisters is doing a solo song. She's speaking in the affirmative as she's walking in her new season. Whatever your new season may be, trust in the Lord with all your heart. And the solo song, My New Season, is from Jackie Clark Chisholm, the eldest sister of Twinkie, Dorinda, and Karen. They're all together the legendary Clark Sisters, a pioneering gospel group in contemporary gospel music. The multi-Grammy-winning Clark Sisters are the biggest selling female gospel group of all time. And we want to thank the gospel songstress and inspiring minister, Jackie Clark Chisholm, for joining us today on Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hits. Landlord Jackie's mama, the legendary Dr. Maddie Moss Clark, started the Clark Sisters with her daughters when they were real young.
Mike, Jackie's been doing it for years, man. You know, it's always great to have seasoned artists like herself here with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Hit Show. Coming up next is Faith Zaya from Out of Zambia, Africa, featuring the Kofis from Out of the U.S. And I want you guys to check out their latest track entitled My Help.
I will lift my eyes into the hills, from whence cometh my help.
My help cometh from the Lord.
I have tried, but
MusicPromotions.com.
Oh, my life, I have searched and searched. Oh, my life, I couldn't find nobody but you.
He forsake me, always made a way, keeping me today. When bills are overdue, my debts he would pay. Jesus paid it all up on the cross, delivering me from sin, found me when I'm lost. Tried it on my own, can't do it alone. I need him every hour, giving me the power. Strip when I am weak. Hears me when I speak. Promises he keeps. Eyes up to the hill. My Jehovah Jireh, Alpha and Omega. Now behold the Lamb. Serve the great I am.
You are my strength. You are my God. When I am weak, you are my rise. So if I'm still standing and standing real tall, or if I am broken and down from a fall, I look to the hills. You cover it all. All of my sins, I answer the call. You give me the strength. I tear down the wall. I'm willing to run, won't stumble or crawl. Finish this race. I overcome all. I put on my armor. I'm ready to brawl. No matter the darkness that what we go through, my Father, we win, and it's 'cause of you.
Oh my God, yes, my help comes from you, Lord, during the brightest times and the roughest and toughest times. I trust in you, Lord, always, and thank you, Jesus. Magnificent spiritual sound from the Motherlands, Gifted and Anointed, Faith Zaya, featuring the anointed, multi-gifted singers and rappers, Calvin and Kimberly Cofields. They and Faith are sounding good in the neighborhood. Faith is from Zambia, and a big shout out to you in Zambia. Thanks always for letting us join you. Appreciate you always. And Lord, that song, My Help, is a great vibe, man.
Wow, what a beautiful song coming from the one and only Faith Zaya from out of Zambia, man. That is a beautiful song, My Help, featuring the Cofields from out of the U.S., a husband and wife duo, man. Man, these are some amazing people, and the song is very beautiful. And I think this song is going to go very, very far. You know, I'm really loving it. I think it's going to hit Billboard charts, man. Real talk, you know. But, man, I just love to see how Africans are teaming up. They are thinking out of the box, reaching out to artists from all over the world. They're networking, and they are doing it big, man. You know, I'm really loving that, you know, really, really loving that. You know, and they're giving the music industry a different flavor of music, you know, that I think the world is really enjoying and gravitating to at this time, man. You know, at this time, I just want to say to you guys keep on doing the great work. Me and Mike, we are cheering for you guys. Just keep it up, man. Don't give up. Keep networking. Take, you know, put God first and he will do the rest, all right? Well, Mike, we are at the end of the show once again. What word of encouragement would you love to leave with us today?
Yeah, landlord, Lottie, Dottie, and everybody, you listening, we've got to believe in your incredible God-given potential. God gave it to you, and wherever you are, pray to God to help you get over any challenges and setbacks that may be delaying or holding you back from reaching your anointed, God-given potential. There's nothing too big or even too small for God.
Most definitely, Mike. You know, believing in yourself is very crucial to your success. And, you know, once you have God on your side, nothing is impossible. Great word, Mike. Well, at this time, we would love to thank international gospel artist Jackie Clark Chisholm for hanging out with us today on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. And we will also love to thank you, our wonderful listeners who always take the time to follow and listen to us. We truly appreciate you, and we look forward to you joining us next time on the number one radio station right here. This is yours truly, Landlord. And on the behalf of Mike Dean, everyone here, thanks for being with us on the Caribbean and Urban American Gospel Lit Show. Coming up next from out of Nigeria is Rehoboth Caleb, a young praise and worship leader who now lives in South Africa. She is a pastor kid. She grew up in church and she can really sing, man. I want you guys to check out her track entitled, I Choose to Testify. So until next time, God bless you and may His light continue to shine on you. God bless.
How can I explain your glory? A God is dressed in fire and wings. Show the lion and the lamb. El Shaddai is who you are. Your presence can't be measured.
Jesus, you are real.
I've seen how real you are.
I felt
how real you are.
So I just dwell with you.
Jesus, you are real.
Yeah.
Seen how real you are.
I felt
how real you are. So I chose to testify.
Lord, I felt the touch of your glory.
Hey.
Lord, you raised the dead to life. Great and mighty are you what? I have tasted of your power. So I came to testify. Touch of your glory, Lord, you raised the dead to life.